The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill. You are listening to Saturday's edition of the podcast ahead of a bumper day of racing on Saturday. Good meetings from Newmarket, York and Ascot, as well as Chester and Hamilton and Salisbury in the evening as well. My name is Sam Norris and I'm joined on this edition of the podcast by Stuart Beasley to look ahead to Saturday's racing. How are you today, Stuart?
Yeah, very well, thank you. How are you, Sam? All right?
Good stuff. Yeah. I'm in good shape. Looking forward to Saturday's racing. As I say, it's something of a bumper day. We've got a lot to look forward to. And it's been a good start to the July meeting from Newmarket. Prince of Wales Stakes yesterday. And a much needed win for Godolphin in Cavalryman. What did you make of that race?
Yeah, well, I thought it was really interesting, the whole shebang, really, at Newmarket yesterday. Obviously, we didn't get July weather to start the meeting, but it's going to get better from here on in. But all that said, basically, you're right, Cavalryman, Sylvester D'Souza, I thought it was great to see him getting the glory again, because what a brilliant jockey he is, and I'm sure there's plenty more glory days for him to come. But the interesting part that I thought really, Sam, was, you know, the weather, with the rain, there's a lot of horses come out, and yet they were still insisting that the going was on the fast side early doors. And to be fair, to support that theory, some of the times are quite good.
Yeah.
You obviously have an opinion on that. But nevertheless, you know, horses were coming out as the day progressed. But I thought Cavalryman was really brave. I thought it was going to be beating the big entire there as they come down towards the distance. But Sylvester D'Souza just coaxed that bit more out of that.
Yeah.
And in the end, you know, I thought he did really well. And, you know, it was a decent renewal as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And we'll move on then from that to look at Saturday's race. Amongst others, really, there's three very big races that we're going to look at on this edition of the podcast: the Bunbury Cup, the July Cup, and the John Smith's Cup. And the first race that we'll come to on the podcast from Saturday's racing is the 350 from Newmarket, probably the headline race of the day, really, the jewel in the crown, the July Cup from Newmarket, Class 1, Group 1 contest. This 6 furlongs, the trip, and Slade Power leads the betting at 5-2. Due Diligence is 9-2. Nuzo Canaries, I'm sure you'll correct me on that one if I've said that wrong, 11-2, and Aljamir 8-1 and 10-1 bar those. Who do you like in this?
It's a fantastic race. I really do think this is a great renewal. Of course, Lethal Force won it last year, not taking anything away from that one, but I think this race is even better. I just thought we'd get the full compliment, Sam.
Yeah.
So that's what I want, the two powers there. And obviously with the rain, you know, coming to threaten Soul Power's participation a wee bit in respect of that, the preference is for fast going for that one, and it is more of a necessity than it is for Slade Power, who does have the versatility you know, on his side. I was reading all about this, and you know, Edward Lynham, he was joking to Aidan O'Brien when he's charged beat Due Diligence. He said, "Now you want that to a mile now, Aidan,
yeah,
and get that." And he said, "Yeah. He wouldn't take any notice of me." So of course, Aidan O'Brien's back now to retake the battle on with this Due Diligence, who probably does have quite a bit of scope, the fact that it's much lighter raced, so the improvement could still be there. Now that said, these powers have been putting that to the sword, because they've been getting better and better and better. It's unbelievable, really. Slade Power, this could be his final European start. He's going to go to Australia next time, but Sheikh Mohammed's going to be going off to Sheikh Mohammed Dali Stud there. So that's a little bit sad in a way, because it's been such a great story, hasn't it, all this?
Yeah.
But Soul Power, the 5 furlong specialist, will it get the 6 furlong?
Never won at 6, has it?
No,
I don't think.
No, but at the age of 7, you know, I have this theory, Sam, that sometimes, you know, horses just can get a little bit further, the little bit older they get. So I'm still hopeful that he could get the 6 furlong, and his trainer said that he's always thought he'd get the six furlong, but it is getting late in the day, isn't he? He's 7-year-old, as you rightly say, not won the six furlong race yet, but what a place it would be to start if he could win
the
July Cup. That would be something, wouldn't it? I mean, there are some pretenders in here as well. I mean, I thought Hot Streak would have been coming here on some. What price have we got that one at the moment?
10-1 on Hot Streak. So it's looking pretty big, that is.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you take away that last run, which could be described as okay-ish, but slightly disappointing because we really thought we might be, you know, getting to, you know, a real group one horse here. You know, if you take that away, you could still make a case for that one. I'll tell you one that I do like quite a bit. Is Ajima here. Now, this one got good place form, of course, in really good races last year. The Lockings, the Queen, and you're going to say straight away, not sprints.
Yeah.
Fair enough. But it can be done here. The one that I've been trying to rack my brain to remember, I remember Ajdal, that was running over a mile. I'm sure it ran in the Guinness, came back to the July Cup. Aidan O'Brien had one about 7 or 8 years ago. Can't remember the name of that one now. I think it was in the Tavor colours. That one had been running over a mile, came back to the July Cup. And, you know, so it can be done. This race, you know, has got quite a few of those over the years. It's not done every year by any stretch, but it is done, you know, every 8 or 10 years you seem to get a really good, you know, one that you think, oh, it's only coming back in distance, though, and then they'll do it. And, of course, the Great Frankel, there were some people touting that, saying, oh, bring it back to the July Cup, you know, just to smarten up the...
Yeah, exactly,
further. But, of course, you know, the late great Sir Henry decided not to go that route, but I'm sure he would have won if he'd have come here. But Ajima here, not that he's got the profile of the unbelievable Frankel, but I can see that we're running a big race coming back in trip, and so he'd be my each-way selection, really, for the podcast today. The main bet for me, I've just got a feeling he's going to run a really big race, so I hope I'm right if you're following me with that one, but go easy, it's a tough race.
Yeah absolutely, but
I certainly won't be annoyed at all. I mean, it's a race to absolutely treasure.
I won't be annoyed,
you know, if one of those powers wins, that will do me. They've both been great horses, Slate Power and Soul Power.
So, absolutely.
And then, of course, we've got in the mix the ones that we mentioned, including Aidan O'Brien's Due Diligence.
Yeah, it's shaping up to be a cracking race, this one. And Stu's gone for Aljamir then, each way. We'll move on then to a race from York next, the John Smith's Cup. This one, Class 2 contest, 1 mile and 2 furlongs the trip. And Bold Sniper is the market leader, I like that name, at 6-1. Chancery is 8-1, Clever Cookie 8-1, Farage 10-1, Nabucco 10-1, and it's 12-1 bar those. Any strong fancies in this one?
The one that I've been rooting for is Clever Cookie. I've been following this one. Of course, this race last year was won by William Haggis with Dan Chai at 10-1. Of course, William Haggis, not everyone knows, but he's dying to win the title for York's top trainer. I think he got,
all right,
he got chinned right on the line last year, the last York meeting. Richard Fye, of course, turned up with a big army of forces. William Haggis did send a few down to try and clinch it. He was in front coming to the final day, and I think, if my memory serves me right, Richard Fye is something like 2 winners and a second or something, and just done him right in the last race, infuriatingly. But as a Yorkshireman, William Haggis dying to win this, and of course that looked like, well, you only get one mark for the win, even if it's a big race like he did last year with Dan Chai. But I know that he's always after winning races at York, and obviously he'd be well chuffed to win that race. Now he's represented here with Queensbury Rules, but I keep looking at it, and I know he'll be sending it down full of hope, and it's fairly high up in the bet, well, a lot higher up than I think that it should be with the form. So obviously it's the plan has been for this race, for that one. I can't just have it, really, to be honest. The one that I do like, Sam, is Clever Cookie. This one, I mean, obviously, he's touted now for Cheltenham for the festival next year. So, I mean, what a horse to own. You know, you don't have to wait all year round. You've got the summer racing, and then, you know, you've got the jumps to come later on. I did notice, though, I mean, when he won that, it was a hot maiden at Doncaster that he lost his maiden tag on for the flat. And absolutely cruising he was all the way down the force. I thought, what's this here? Peter Niven horse on the flat. And it looked hot, made all the big stables represented. And it was just a question of when he said go, you know, and it absolutely bolted. And I thought, that could be something special, that one. So I've been following that one. Of course, he dead heated last time, but comes here unbeaten. But the only problem is, Sam, a £19 higher mark now that, you know, when he set off. And I know that, you know, you've got to go through that. The handicapper's got to do his business. You know, that's why we get these great handicaps, and he's got to see it as he does. But £19 a lot, and I'm not arguing with that, because it is probably fair, because it's been sensational form. But, you know, surely you'd think at some stage that £19 is going to be, you know, quite crucial for a handicap of this status. Also, of course, we have Faraz, but that one is drawn 22. And, you know, in long distance racing, I mean, we have this Faraz that, as I say, is well up there in the betting, and I think he's got good form, winning at Epsom last time out on good going. But that said, drawn 22, it can be important. I mean, we tend to look at the draw bias at likes of Thirst, where it's 5 furlongs, yeah, 6 furlong, and say, oh, you can't win on that side of the track, which is usually right, 99 in 100. But for a mile and 2.5, and even the Northumberland Plate, they were talking about the draw and what have you, and that's, you know, 2 miles, so it can still be crucial. So yeah, it's going to be a really big ask for that one. I would have been thinking about that one, but the draw has completely cut me off there. But I think that my selection, I've got to stay faithful to Clever Cookie. Done me a couple of good turns in the past, and so I'm going to go for that one.
Fair enough. Clever Cookie in the John Smith's Cup is the selection for sure. And we'll just quickly, before we leave the podcast, touch on the Bunbury Cup, of course, from Newmarket, Class 2, 7 furlong trip. This one, three co-favourites in Absale, Absolutely So, and Horsted Keynes all at 7-1. A very, very tough race to call, Stu. If I had to tie you down for a selection for this?
Yeah, if you were to tie me down for a selection, I'd still sort of change my mind as we look, but I'd probably go for Horsted Keynes there. And you know, the three races we've previewed are all good races. I think we've got some decent price ones there, so maybe a very small patent and giving each way treble to go with them.
Fair enough then. Excellent stuff. The thoughts of Stuart Beasley then on this William Hills Racing podcast. And you're back in the studio tomorrow, aren't you, for the racing? I think
I am, yeah.
There you go. You can join Stuart, Andy Holding and Richie McGrath on Saturday for all the day's racing from Newmarket, York, Ascot, Chester, and the evening meetings from Hamilton and Salisbury. In the meantime, my name's been Sam Norris. Thanks ever so much for joining me on the podcast today, Stuart, and I hope you enjoy Saturday's racing.
Absolute pleasure, and I'll definitely enjoy the racing.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.